Yo, crew members, what it be?
What it do, baby?
All right, so here's our little news segments.
Yep, we said we would have a new news episode here, a little separate from what we would normally do, and we are here reporting live from Raccoon City, aka the United States of America, right now,
aka the Console Gaming Crew headquarters.
Yeah, yep, right in the middle of this fucking T-virus outbreak,
which is currently not. I mean, we're all clean and clear of COVID-19. Just putting that out there.
Knock on wood, we stay that way.
Yeah, amen to that.
But we are in a spot that is on like 2 week lockdown right now, basically.
Yeah. So to go ahead and give other people that don't live in the States or even on the East Coast a little bit of knowledge, where we live outside of Philadelphia is a county called Montgomery County, and we are basically the epicenter of Pennsylvania when it comes down to the coronavirus that's happening in PA. Yeah, so since we are basically the epicenter for PA, when it comes down to this COVID-19, I mean, this particular evolution, yes, of the coronavirus, we're not allowed to do shit for like 2 weeks. Like, my daughter doesn't have daycare for 2 weeks. All schools closed. Actually, basically,
the only thing I'm allowed to do is work.
Yeah.
And, for now.
Yeah, and let's see what happens with that.
For now, yeah. I mean, malls are closed. Any, like, non-essential retail stores are closing.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants on their own are closing.
Yeah.
Now, it's getting wild out there, people. It's getting wild.
Yeah,
it's getting wild. The grocery store is a fucking free-for-all.
So, I was there the other night because I had to pick up
milk. Picking up scraps?
I had to pick up milk, and I grabbed one of two left gallons of whole milk.
You should have grabbed them both.
I really should have.
No, see, you know why I don't do that? Because I don't want to be part of the problem. I don't want to be part of these people that are taking everything and not leaving it. That shows you how many people actually care about their fellow man.
Yes. Because you make a good point.
I get having to take care of you and your own and everything, but we gotta look out for each other too.
Look,
like, don't no family need fucking 40 cases of toilet paper.
And
what I loved is that people were grabbing toilet paper before they were grabbing food. And in my mind, I was like, if you don't eat, you ain't going shit. So all this, I mean, you're going to eat the toilet paper?
So how did you put that to me when I sent you a text about that shit? You were like, it's all shits and giggles till somebody giggles and shits.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't
had to
you?
Be someone else.
Oh, who
no.
The fuck said that? Oh, no. I think that might have been Clyburn.
Probably.
Oh, man. That was pretty funny when I read that.
I remember back in the day with different things, how they used to limit stuff. When shit like this happens.
Well, they're doing that now.
Yeah, a little late. Better late than never, I guess, but yeah.
Once again,
to assure that everyone gets stuff that they need.
Once again, we are a gaming podcast. We are not a political podcast. We're not a, you know.
Oh, no, what I mean? I'm just telling you exactly what my thoughts are in this current situation. That's it. You can take it or leave it.
We're just leaving it at that.
Yeah.
But
you're gonna agree with some shit, you're gonna disagree with some shit.
So when all this shit broke out, you had a research lab that went ahead and, well, not went ahead, but you had a research lab that their logo looked oddly peculiar to a lot of people.
Yeah, and if you were a gamer that grew up in the 90s, now this is the...
It would terrify the fuck out of you.
Yeah, the RLSW is a biological research lab, I believe. Is it in? Was it in Wuhan or no?
Wuhan, yeah.
Or is it in Wuhan? Okay.
Yeah, the Wuhan...
Now, it is... It is legitimately the exact same logo as the Umbrella Corporation.
No, it's not.
Well, I was going to get that. There's one color change. That's it.
There you go. Hey, dude, it's a primary color. So you know what I mean? So it's a big color change, red to blue.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Are you serious? Bruh. Goddamn. It's like when the teacher tells you to just like change one thing so it's not obvious that you copied. That's what happened. So the red in the Umbrella logo is now like a turquoise green-ish color.
Yeah.
But other than that, it is the same logo. So, and they are a biological research lab, and that is where this virus originated.
Yeah, it originated in the Wuhan province of China.
Now, for any of us, and let's not forget that Corona is an anagram for raccoon. So... Let's, you know what I mean? So outside of that, if you grew up playing Resident Evil, you know how this story goes.
So people had an absolute riot or rioted going ahead and looking at this research and I mean just diving just a little bit. I mean just dipping toes into this pool and went ahead and saw and they were like, nope, nopesies. Fuck that.
Yep. I thought I was like,
game over.
I was like, instead of buying toilet paper, you should be buying ammo. If I know how this goes. Now, granted, we don't know everyone around the world. You have your conspiracy theorists that are going to wonder how this started or who started this on purpose, for what reason. Then you have the people that just think it's just a virus like most people do.
It is quite interesting to go ahead and read that
stuff. How much Resident Evil did you play when you were younger? Did you play a lot? Any of it? Do you know how the T-Virus originated?
So I know the T-Virus...
It was a biological weapon that it was a virus that they created in order to use as a biochemical weapon against, opposing forces.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Basically got in the wrong hands, everyone got infected. So now you have those people that are thinking that this was created on purpose. Not necessarily to be used for that reason, but there's people that believe that this was created on purpose and it got out just like in Resident Evil. Now, while people aren't turning into zombies, this is not like they're on fucking bath salts, but I mean...
That'd be a goddamn hell of a combination.
COVID-19 and bath salts? Shit. Fuck.
Well, he just fucked me up. All right.
Yeah, but... No, that's just a funny little story. Like, it, you can't write this shit, man. And seeing this, I'm telling you, look up RLSW. If you haven't seen this, look up RLSW in Wuhan, and then look up the Umbrella Corporation. And if that ain't enough to make you want to lock yourself in your basement for a little bit, I don't know what to tell you.
It is, dude, it is just so eerily similar.
Honestly, it's wild. The same thing, just a different color.
I know.
Like, that's crazy. Like...
Now,
if you make this Pepsi can green instead of blue, it's still the fucking Pepsi can. It's just green. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a holiday edition.
Yeah, right. What? RLSW is just a holiday edition of Umbrella? Merry Christmas. Enjoy a Corona on us. Now, again, let me just preface that we are not saying that they are responsible.
No, we are not.
We're just saying it is a hell of a coincidence that right where this started is a logo that is the exact same logo as the Umbrella Corporation.
Look, if you really wanted to, go on Snopes, look this up. It'll give you all the answers you need to find.
Yeah, it's just a hell of a coincidence. And for people who don't believe in coincidences, they're going to struggle with this one.
Yeah, they are. Now... Because of the coronavirus, COVID-19, and its impact on the world, not only just the states or where we are in Pennsylvania, the straight up world.
The world? You think we got it bad here?
Italy. Italy's a shit storm. You know what I mean? China's now just starting to go ahead and calm down. It's pretty wild. But everything is affected, and that includes stuff that we hold near and dear to our loving gaming hearts.
Such as, what do I always call it?
The Super Bowl for gamers.
The Super Bowl for gamers that we have been looking forward to since
the last year.
That we did. It's crazy to think that this was going to be our second one.
Yeah, I know. And
I feel like it flew.
And I am really pissed because, like I said before, dude, like that E3 was basically our breakout into podcasting. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. I mean, it was a few episodes in, but I mean, that's where people really started following us. You know what I'm saying? And that was, and so I was really excited to go ahead and jump into it. And then a statement came out from ESA, who runs the whole organization.
Yes.
After careful consultation with our member companies regarding the health and safety of everyone in the industry, our fans, our employees, our exhibitors, and our longtime E3 partners, we have made the difficult decision to cancel E3 2020 scheduled for June 9th to the 11th in Los Angeles.
And what sucks is careful words to pay attention to. They did not say suspend.
They did not say postpone.
They said cancel.
It's gone.
You just made me think of South Park. I'm really sad. And it's gone.
Now to continue. Following increased and overwhelming concerns about the COVID-19 virus, we felt this was the best way to proceed during such an unprecedented global situation. We are disappointed that we are unable to hold the event for our fans and supporters, but we know it's the right decision based on the information we have today.
I hate it, but I understand it.
NBA. Suspended.
NHL.
Suspended.
MLS.
Suspended.
PGA Tour.
Suspended. MLB spring training. Suspended. The season starts 2 weeks later.
If NFL was playing,
NFL free agency market is actually suspended.
Yeah, true that.
Dude, this is hitting everyone on every level. I mean,
this virus is not discriminating, by the way.
No, it is not.
Rich, poor, fucking white, black, orange, it don't matter. Everyone needs to stay safe.
Now, with information like this about E3 canceling, and obviously, I mean, we just went ahead and just threw a quick run off of what else was suspended, I mean, at least in the United States. The NBA suspended their season, and the Phoenix Suns decided to say it's not quite over.
Yeah. What are they doing?
So on the Phoenix Suns Twitter page, which is at Suns, they said, the season isn't over yet. We will continue to play the Suns season games on NBA 2K20.
That's, hey, man.
And they will have started this past Saturday with their game that they would have had against the Dallas Mavericks.
And who thinks that they're still not going to make the playoffs? Sorry, Devin Booker. I love you, bro.
Oh, man. But that's actually a pretty neat thing to think about. Like,
it's cool.
I mean, I would love to watch a Twitch stream to go ahead and see, like, I mean, who from the team is actually playing the game.
Yeah.
To go ahead and see whether they're any good at gaming or not. You know what I mean? Because that would actually be kind of funny also.
Yeah, it would.
Because, like, Conan O'Brien used to do that with going ahead and throwing, like, Madden, like, I mean, like, people playing Madden that play in the NFL. I mean, he did that with, like, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
he
played against Conor McGregor in the UFC game.
Yeah.
On Conan once. It was hilarious.
So, I actually really like that the Phoenix Suns are doing this. They know how to go ahead and put a nice twist on this to go ahead and kind of make it still fun. Even though, look, the season suspended sucks.
Yeah, but they're recognizing that as crazy shit's getting, like, people need entertainment. They need a distraction.
Yes.
They need and, you know, what the fuck? I mean, with all this shit being canceled, like, what are we forced to watch? Bowling?
I actually saw this.
I saw it too.
The
dude, like, bowls a strike, and all these dudes get up and start cheering.
All these black guys just jump up and just go fucking insane. And yeah. Then the dude playing chess.
Yeah.
And then
yeah. If you're a sports fan, it's rough out here. But you know what's beautiful? You know what you can do from the comforts of your own home? You can game on.
You can absolutely game on. And if you want to game on with us, you can go ahead and check out our Twitch streams. I am at Dragon_CGC.
And I am Scooby, SKOOBYCGC. And we will be streaming as often as possible. Wes has been holding down Fridays and Saturday nights, 9 p.m. to 12 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
And I will be getting on probably 4:30 to 6. 4:30 to 5:30, 4:30 to 6 Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Friday. And, you know, I'll sprinkle in some time. We don't want to do too much crossover, so I'll
sprinkle in
some time over the weekends.
Yeah, if I do jump on during the week, it'll be after 8 o'clock. It'll be like 8:30 to like 10-ish.
Yeah, you'll get the primetime crowd.
Yeah.
I'll have two people that get home and are...
Hey, man. Yo, it's all about getting ourselves out there, bro.
Yeah. I just like playing games, and I think people love my reactions to playing games because... when I play games, I feel shit. So.
Oh, yeah. I just had that recently when I was playing The Outer Worlds. So so we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit more news. This stuff that has nothing to do with coronavirus. We're just trying to give you just something else.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw this or not, but there is an unofficial Avatar game, The Last Airbender, that has people going insane.
Bananas.
So, I mean, you're watching...
I'm not going to lie. When you told me off... air when
yeah.
you told me fucking Avatar, I was thinking like Avatar
blue,
Avatar
and blue
I was
people
like, I was like, can we get the fucking movie first, please? Like, waiting like fucking 8 years for the movie.
Yeah. So so this is An, I believe is his name, is the Last Airbender, who is so the
I have never watched.
So the way it basically goes is that there are four tribes of people. Essentially, you have the fire people, the earth people, the wind people, the water people. You know what I mean? The four elements. The air, I mean, the air people are ones that, I mean, they're some of the most powerful, and
they bend air.
Yes. They're the ones that will bend, manipulate, be able to go ahead and just do a bunch of stuff with it. So they were the most, they were the ones that could go ahead and be the most of an adversary to the fire people. So the fire people essentially had them destroyed. So the last airbender is a kid called An who has the ability to learn the other elements. So he can learn fire and water and earth as well as air. So he learns all of this stuff, and then, I mean, he basically becomes the chosen one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And in this game, you go ahead, or at least in this in this little snippet thing that they went ahead and threw out there, and you can find it on IGN. It's actually real easy to find. You see him go ahead and do, like, these flame kicks. He can fly with fire, going ahead just pushing the fire out of his hands and just, like, project himself forward. He can fly with this weird little paraglider thing that he rides on. He has a big, like, six-legged ox thing that goes ahead and flies. Like, look, I've never watched the show. I just understand a lot of it. And I've also watched the movie, which a lot of people didn't like. I thought it wasn't bad. Even the one that was done by M. Night Shyamalan. But,
M. Night Shyamalan, ding dong.
That's right. That's him. One and the same.
He's a Philly guy, isn't he?
He does everything in Philly.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. No, he wasn't born in Philly, but everything he does movie-wise is, he does shit in Philly or Philadelphia area, always.
Gotcha.
But it's actually, it looks pretty cool. I mean, it looks a little dated. Give me some of the graphics.
Well.
But I thought it was actually pretty neat. And then, I mean, since everybody's home, dealing with coronavirus, not going anywhere, why don't you go ahead and check out the Ubisoft Spring Sale to where you can get some games up to 80% off for a PC, Xbox One, and PS4. I'm going to give you all a little bit of rundown of some of these games. So, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Man, that game's for $19 right now. All right. Far Cry New Dawn. $16. Tom Clancy.
What is Far Cry New Dawn?
It came out after 5.
Is that a brand new game or is that a DLC pack?
No, it's a new game.
Holy shit, man, I'm slipping.
Yeah, no, it came, because 5 was the one that had the,
the cult?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it came out right after that, but I believe it's in the same region.
Like in some weird place in like Montana or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Got you.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, $8. The Division 2, which I know how much you love that game.
Get it.
$9.
You might as well get it because like, Division 3 is shaping up pretty crazy out here. So you might as well learn where this goes.
Yeah, yeah, you got a good point. Like, it's just, dude, everybody's going to be home anyway.
I didn't fart. I was putting my hand on the chair. Fucking weirdo. And it made way more sound than I thought it would. My bad.
Everybody's going to be home anyway. They're going ahead and need something to do.
Yeah.
Why take care of your kids? Go game.
Or if you don't have kids, game.
Yeah. So that's all I got, man.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, this is the reality what we have to deal with for a couple weeks. And we would hopefully a couple weeks. And hopefully that's all it is. But I mean, we just, as crazy as it sounds, whether you believe in it, whether you don't believe in it, we just want people to stay safe. So. You know, if you have everything you need, stay in, play video games, play with your boys online.
Look, it's simple. Wash your hands.
Social distancing.
Cough or sneeze into your elbow.
Yeah.
And just be smart. Don't panic.
See, I'm smart. I'm a shirt cougher. I feel like that does better. Like coughing into your, like covering your mouth with your shirt.
Look,
there's too much room for error with the elbow.
As long as you can reach your elbow.
Either like squirting under or over.
Whoa. God damn, I didn't realize we were going there.
If you're good, you know. If you're good, you're good.
Shit. All right, we're going to let Anthony take us out on this. So, can't wait to drop the new one on y'all. Until then.
Game on.
Be safe.
Heyo! What's up, crew members and crewpies? It's time to connect with CGC. As always, you can give us our feedback and reach out to us on consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. We've got our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, and our YouTube. We are going to have a Twitch coming up soon. I'm going to have the other guys take care of that in a little bit. But please reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. It's going to be Console Gaming Crew, and our Twitter handle is @ConsoleCrew. Again, feedback is fantastic, so please reach out to us. Give us your feedback on what you think, what we can do to improve everything. Also, please check us out on our webpage, which is ConsoleGamingCrew.com. There's always updated information there, stories and all that other kind of cool stuff. And as always, game on.